Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
An evening of high drama yesterday led to all six Premier League clubs withdrawing from those plans to form the breakaway European Super League. And despite a defiant statement from those involved in the new league, they were vowing to continue with the crumbling project. The club bosses are this morning licking their wounds after a bitter clash with fans. Now, the former Liverpool player Stephen Warnock gave a stern warning to these club owners and the backlash that they may face from fans.
They won't turn up to games for a long, long time. They don't have to troll through social media, reading all about it. They can shut off from this as much as they want. They're across the Atlantic. It's not a big issue for them. But the day you turn back up at Anfield, or you turn back up at Manchester United or Arsenal, get ready for it, because it's coming. And they've got every right to give you down the barrels, the fans.
Well, that's symbolic of the tone from people like Stephen Warnock over the course of the last 48 hours. And then this morning, the sound of club bosses frantically rowing back. This is the Liverpool owner John Henry in a video message to fans today.
I want to apologise to all the fan supporters of Liverpool Football Club for the disruption I caused over the past 48 hours. Goes without saying, but the project put forward was never going to stand without the support of the fans. Over these 48 hours, you were very clear that it would not stand. We heard you. I heard you. And I want to apologize to Jurgen, to Billy, to the players, and to everyone who worked so hard at LFC to make our fans proud. They have absolutely no responsibility for this disruption. In this endeavor, I've let you down. Again, I'm sorry, and I alone am responsible for the unnecessary negativity brought forward over the past couple of days.
That's the Liverpool owner there, John Henry, and former Liverpool and Republic of Ireland defender Mark Lawrenson is with us now, along with Gavin Cooney of the 42.ie. Mark, do you accept John Henry's apology?
Yes. I think he's quite right to apologise. I mean, in this world that we live in, you can definitely forgive, but you don't have to forget. And I would suggest that probably hundreds of thousands of football supporters in the UK will never, ever forget what's happened. I'm really, really surprised by the fact that they thought it would ever really work anyway. So when they're all sat in their meeting, the clandestine meeting, to think there would be no uproar from all the supporters would be very, very strange. And it probably shows you how much, actually, that some of them are out of touch with the game. To be fair, they're thousands of miles away. Why wouldn't they be?
Well, that may be the lasting legacy, you know, that now all of us are aware of just how far apart owners like John Henry are from the people who go to those games, who support the club.
Yes. However, I will say, up until the last few days, apart from one or two minor issues, John Henry and FSG, which own the football club, I've been actually very, very good and very, very mindful of the history of this football club. And this is the first time, really, that, you know, they've done wrong. And when you think about it, this was always coming. You know, if you there's, what, three or four Americans, a Russian, etc., both from the UAE, etc., who obviously own these football clubs. They only buy them for one reason, ultimately, will be, yes, they like to have the access list, they like to read the papers, they like to go to Champions League finals, we get all that, but at the end of the day, it's a business to them, and they will sell it. And I think this was, from these six, they just thought, wow, this is another fantastic way for us to make more money. I mean, what do six billionaires, when they sit down for breakfast, talk about? It's not about the eggs, is it? It's about making more money.
I just can't believe, and I'm going to put it baldly, that they were so stupid, because the entire team, when you look at Liverpool, there was coordinated Twitter posts, weren't there, attacking the plan? That was the Liverpool team who did that last night.
Yes.
You know, not to have consulted with the manager and with the team on the ground, it just doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And I mean, in fairness to Jurgen Klopp, and he's obviously very, very straight, as we know, on Monday night before the Leeds United game, he just said, look, what's wrong with the Champions League? He said it's a very, very good league. In other words, saying, why on earth would anybody want to make another league that no one really, apart from these six arrogant club owners want to play in.
Yeah, Gavin, can I bring you in here? Look, last night was extraordinary, wasn't it? It was just event after event happening as this thing unravelled before our eyes. So Chelsea were due to play Brighton. Then the Chelsea fans were gathered protesting outside Stamford Bridge about all of this. And then word trickled through, didn't it, that it was all over. Will you just talk us through the sequence of events?
Yeah, Claire. I mean, I've watched DVD box sets that have lasted longer than the Super League, but I don't think any has been ever as quite as entertaining. Ultimately, it collapsed yesterday under the weight of its own arrogance. Like, it made no effort to get any of the groups on the side that they needed. They didn't discuss it with supporters or coaches or players or the governing bodies or national governments. And everyone came out against it, including FIFA. I know we were talking on Monday as to what they would do. Ultimately, they stood with UEFA, and everyone, they were significantly isolated enough for it to all just to collapse. UEFA played a very canny political hand, I think. There was this amazing theatre on Monday when their president, Alexander Čeferin, denounced the people behind it as snakes and liars, but on Tuesday extended an olive branch in a kind of act of divide and conquer, where he spoke directly to the six English clubs and said, look, you've made a mistake here, but don't worry. Everybody makes mistakes. You can realise the error of your ways and come back to us. So the weight of that, the weight of the fan pressure, the weight of internal pressure from clubs, like all the reports today say that players were spooked by the idea that they could be banned from playing in international tournaments if they stick with their clubs over this. That came to bear from within clubs. Political pressure from outside, I think, came to bear as well. And ultimately, the wobbling began yesterday afternoon. Word got round as the Chelsea fans were protesting that Chelsea were going to withdraw from the Super League. You have this amazing theatre of Petr Cech, a Chelsea legend and involved in on the staff there now, pleading with supporters just to allow the bus through to get to the game. Like, that's symbolic of just what took over as the main event last night.
And Gavin, can I just ask you where this goes from here? Because you'll have the sanctions potentially handed out by FIFA, UEFA, or the Premier League. The fans then may also decide that they want heads on plates. So where does this all go?
We don't know, really. So this is what's going to be interesting now. From UEFA's point of view, they seem to be willing to just let everyone back and let bygones be bygones. The Premier League, I know, will discuss sanctions. Some clubs will want points deductions imposed on the clubs. Others are saying, and I think not without merit, that, look, why should we punish the players and the managers of these clubs here that, you know, they weren't involved in this, they weren't discussed in it. So it may be targeted on owners. Like, maybe they'll want heads on place, they'll want resignations. Again, you can understand, like, they're meant to be cooperating as, like, 20 shareholders in the Premier League. How can you trust these people, having seen what they just did? So Ed Woodward is the most significant executive at Manchester United. He tendered his resignation over all of this amid the carnage last night, and that may not be the end of the bloodletting.
All right, well, let's see what happens. Gavin Cooney, Mark Lawrenson, thank you both very much indeed. Owen McGee is going to be with us with financial advice. In fact, Owen has said today that you can ask him anything, so get the questions in 51551, just about anything.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.